Road. Unveiled with Niamh and Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Welcome back to this week's bonus episode of Unveiled. Each week we go through all your confessions and help you get them out of your system, and all anonymous, and we do not judge. We may just have a little giggle, but we do love hearing from you. So don't forget to email me, DM me on my Instagram, or you can DM the page, Unveiled Pod, or email us at unveiled@goloudnow.com.
Wow. The radio producer felt
like... I'd love him. I felt like I took an Adderall there. That's what it felt like an Adderall would take, like... Yeah. Take, like, taste, like, act like.
You just ruined it all.
Take it again.
Will I read the first one?
I guess so.
Okay. This one made me laugh. So, my brother was best man for our cousin's wedding. He practiced his speech with me the night before, and it was absolutely dreadful, just really crude and unfunny. The next morning, I got up extra early and found the speech and threw it into the bin on our road.
Oh.
He freaked out when he couldn't find it and ad-libbed the speech. It was still shite, bless him, but not as bad as it was going to be.
When I think of wedding speeches, I think of a couple of people that I've been at weddings and I wish someone had done the same.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like,
I've heard
bad.
Some, like, horror ones. I just personally think, like, crudeness, like, has no place in a wedding speech at all.
No.
Somebody I know was at a wedding and the best man was, like... so crude, like talking about him and how him and the groom used to be out shagging loads of birds and all this stuff. And
there's like, just no, just keep that within your, like, group chat.
Everybody was just like, no, like, you don't, what's wrong with you?
I know.
Do you know? So honestly, that person
did the right thing.
Saved their brother as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, they honestly saved their brother. It's mad. I think people try, they want to be a comedian. You know?
I know. They want to be like kind of funny, but actually you're a clown.
Yeah. And not in a good way.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. But yeah.
A bad clown.
But clowns aren't generally good when you're called a clown, unless like a kid's party.
Yeah.
This actually reminds me, the next one that I'm going to say, did you ever have a competition in school of the, what's it? It's like the plastic that keeps cans together. You know, like, we'll keep a can, like, eight cans together into the plastic.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a competition in your school to, like get all those? It was, like, a competition. Whoever got the most, like, got a prize.
Go on. You're unlocking a memory.
Well, like, I remember we were just always out in the fields hunting for, like, these plastic
cans. I think, like, Coca-Cola used to run them or something, didn't they? Like, if you submitted low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which just reminds me, because it'll bring me onto this. I remember my cousin came over and robbed my bag of things that I found. Yeah.
I wonder how he's getting on with, like, the recycling of
bottles. He wasn't invited
right
to the wedding.
I'm sure he's having a field day with that. Really catering.
I know. So this one is, my kid's school asked the parents to bring their cans and bottles so they can reclaim them and raise funds for a new play area. I was saving ours for ages, but cashed them all in for a bottle of wine and Lidl.
That's right. Life's too short.
I've done that twice now.
What?
Each time I've earned, well, one time I earned 11 euro, the other time I earned 22 euro. That's a lot of fucking bottles. We were there all day.
I know. I told you that was a form of, like, rejection therapy for me, because now I don't mind it at all.
I know, but when you first started doing it, it was only new. And the thoughts of it and all that. Now I'm just over it and everyone does it.
My back seat was full. Like, it wasn't like a couple of bottles. Like, it was...
Oh, yeah.
Inhumane. I got 21 euro worth.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was probably
similar
to you.
Yeah, you're up there with me.
Yeah. Although I'm a devil for sparkling water, 2 litres. So a lot of them was, like, taking up a lot of the space. Even though they're all the same price, but, like, they were taking up so much space.
I have a real crush on my new dentist. He's absolutely stunning. Not the place you want to meet someone that you fancy, to be honest. It's a very humbling experience. When we had our first consultation, he asked if I had any issues with gagging. Oh, God. And she goes, I said no. And for some reason, I gave him a dirty wink. He was not impressed, and I've never been back.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. She let her intrusive thought win there.
Yeah.
So I was in the dentist last night, and I was just saying this to our producer, Ed, like, it's the most humbling experience ever when they're doing an exam and they're like, back molar, decay, amalgamation,
yeah,
missing, decay. No, this isn't my chart, guys. I'm just giving this as an example. So I was like, oh my God. And I had to get an x-ray, and I don't know if you've ever got an x-ray, but they jam this thing really hard into your mouth with jagged edges. I'm sorry, sure, who signed off on that? Like, so I had got one on Friday, so I was already like sensitive from it, and then they did it again to me last night, and I was like, I can't do it. And she was just like, this, you can. She was having none of me, and then I was like, I can't
do it.
Like, she was having none of me at all, but like, she was right.
The one thing I hate is I don't love dentists. I really don't. It's just something, I think it's just from childhood trauma with a man with black gloves. I just remember I used to be going in, and it just wasn't a nice experience. No. Not a sticker or a lollipop to my name.
Rude. No, I know. It's not a good vibe. It's the drilling as well. It's the noise.
I wish
you could put your AirPods in or something, but
you probably could.
I don't know. I feel like that's a bit dangerous.
One of my friends was getting their teeth done, and they had a full like screen above, like, it was on the ceiling, and they could pick like a show. Then they end up picking a show about this terrible thing that happened in England. No, in England, like, it was like this sewage or this chemical waste, and it kind of started affecting people. And she was like, no, no. God love her. Oh my God. Sorry. Did you ever, when you were younger, used to like, I sometimes kind of still not do it, but do it unknowingly. Mm. Like, I'm like a chameleon. Like, if someone has an accent, all of a sudden, like, I have a twang of an accent.
Oh no, do you?
Yeah. And it's when I was younger. I don't know why, but I don't realise I'm doing it until I'm like, wait, what? What did you just say there?
No,
I think I was like, even recently when I was over with our friend Josh in London, we were somewhere and I was talking to someone. I ended up started like talking in his, and I said, what am I doing?
Oh, that's a sickness.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not particularly just an English accent. It's like, could be French or something. Or like, even in Italy last year, I was like, you know, or even when I'm with my friend Vinny, yeah, I found like, I'm kind of like doing gestures with him. Yeah. Like, do you know?
It reminds me, my mom used to take like Spanish students in. You remember, like, you know.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah.
I would have loved that.
And my mom would be like, what do you want for your lunch? Okay, so she'd speak basically
English.
English with an accent. And they'd be like, oh, sorry, no, I don't understand. She'd be like, what do you want for your... I was like, ma'am, they're foreign, they're not deaf. Like, yeah, they, you know, it was like, she thinks she'd have to go louder. And it happened
so
every
funny
time.
So this one that we're about to get into, I once faked a British accent at a party because I thought it made me sound smarter. Oh. It didn't. I just ended up arguing with someone about the proper way to pronounce scone. I panicked when they said where I was from, and I said Wimbledon. And then spent the rest of the night hiding in the bathroom.
That reminds me of your one from The Traitors. Did you watch Traitors?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my God, she was Welsh. It's like, babe, do you not have enough to be worrying about? Enough lies to be concealing?
I'm not actually Welsh. And then she'd cry, being like, why are you thinking I'm a traitor? It's like, you're lying about your like whole identity. But not her whole identity.
And then the producers did her dirty. They obviously made her like read a book about whales one night. Remember? They like pan a shot to her on the bed, and she's just like, read a book about whales.
Oh, stuff.
I once sent a very risque text meant for my boyfriend to my dad. His reply, proud of you, but I didn't need to know that. Oh my God. Jeez. Shudders, and moves on.
It's so great that there's that you can now delete messages before the person has seen them.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if I send that to my dad, he'd still reply with a thumbs up.
Had a one night stand, woke up in their bed and realised I had no idea what their name was. Oh, fair. I tried to sneak and a look at their post, but they only had a takeaway menu. End up calling them babe for 3 hours.
That works.
There's sometimes one of my biggest things is that I can forget someone's name really quickly. And if it happens to me in the first 5 minutes, I'm fucked. But if I do get it and I remember it, I'll remember their name for the rest of my life. It's like madness. I remember their name, what they were wearing. But if it's in the first 5 minutes that I don't get it, I'm like, no clue.
Oh, no.
And someone might be like, that was Mary. I'm like, was it Mary?
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Okay, our last one for this week. I once tried to impress a fit guy at the gym by lifting heavier weights than usual. Ended up making a weird fart noise in my mouth from the effort. Panicked and said it loud. That was my shoe. I was not wearing shoes.
That actually happened to me before when I was with Ashley. I used to always go to the gym before COVID with my friend Ashley. He was the only person I used to go to Fly Fit for because I used to have the other gym. And I remember one time like doing an RDL and it just happened. It can happen. Yeah.
You've been known to let a few rip though.
Yeah, I'm flatulent kind of gal. Kind of gassy.
Sorry, that was my shoe. Pure Jan.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, as always, we love your weird little secrets. Please keep them coming. Thanks for listening so much. And don't forget to check out our main episode every Monday. And as Neve mentioned, if you do have a confession you want to send them in, you can get in touch on unveiled@goloudnow.com or our Instagram, unveiledpod. Completely anonymous, of course. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Unveiled with Neve Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.